Welcome to Let's Talk Friends, the podcast where two newbies and two super fans come together to explore one of the most iconic TV shows of all time, Friends. We are your hosts, Daisy and Martin.
Hello.
Neither of us have ever seen an episode of Friends until now.
Today, our Friends expert will be with us every step of the way, providing insight and their seasoned opinions on this episode. Welcome to today's episode, Junior Bobby.
What's up, guys? How's it going? It took us forever. Anthony.
Yes.
And Anthony's here.
Yeah. So we have Anthony, Junior's son. He's here with us, so you'll probably hear his little chatter in the background.
Yeah, and all his input about today's episode. Yeah,
we were happy about this one.
He has opinions.
Today's episode is season 1, episode 23, called The One with the Birth. It aired on May 11th,
1995. We're getting closer to when I was born.
Yes.
And that's awesome.
Just one more year. A year and a half, maybe.
Yeah, I was almost born. If you weren't even an idea.
The synopsis: when Carol gives birth, Ross and Susan almost miss the event. Joey befriends an unmarried pregnant woman. We're gonna start off by talking about Joey and that
the girl from Queens. What is it?
King of Queens.
Yeah. Before I actually watched Friends, like, from start to finish, in high school, Channel 9 or whatever, I would wait for Cops, but it would be, like, Friends, Kings of Queens, or, like, vice versa, and then it'd be Cops or whatever. So, like, I had already seen who she was, or I remembered from her from the show, so when I saw the episode with her, I was like, oh shit, like, she looks a lot younger. Not she that she looked really old in the Kings of Queens, but she looked really, really young. Mm-hmm. So I wonder if this is like
before
her real big thing.
And talking about King of Queens, I just finished watching the whole season.
Thing? Oh, yeah, shit.
The whole season. Which is so weird because I could finish other shows, but this one I can't seem to finish.
Well, Friends?
Friends.
Yeah.
And see, like, I know, from what I can remember of Kings of Queens, I don't find it as funny.
King of Queens?
As this. But I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that it's not funny, right? Because Kevin James is the shit.
Yeah.
There's a lot of episodes that are really, really funny, but there's some that are just not. Kind of like even this show. Yeah. I mean, I'm only on season one. Hopefully we can finish season one in the next month. But so far, you know, there's some episodes that are really funny, and then there's others that are just
usually the non-funny ones I would fall asleep, but Daisy would keep watching
and laugh.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're gonna start. Joey's in the waiting room watching a Knicks and Celtics game. Yeah. You know, he's a Knicks fan and she is
a Celtics fan.
And they keep telling each other that
how the other team
the other one sucks, you know. And so I looked it up. Both of these teams, they went to the playoffs that year. Every time they played against each other, the Knicks won. So So now we know the Knicks were better.
But this is obviously the time where Michael Jordan, because we're from Chicago, so that's when we still had Michael Jordan at the time. So, but that means
They did go to the playoffs too, I believe. Who won that year? That year, but they didn't win.
Who, the Bulls?
The Bulls. They didn't win.
Oh, well, I was getting ready to roast New York.
No, they didn't win. That year, it was the Rockets that won.
No, boo Houston.
Yeah.
Boo Houston. Right, Bubba's and the Astros. What's it called? But this is where that, what is that, Patrick Ewing? And then they had Larry Bird, which he was from the Celtics.
Right.
All
right,
cool. So, I mean, this is when basketball was actually basketball.
Yeah, and it was actually good.
Basketball was so good back then.
Fucking flying backwards.
You're so funny that you're saying that because you were not even born yet.
I know. But see, this is where, like, but because, you know, we see highlights or, like, you know, I wish I was alive during this time. But, I mean, at least I was born in that good era.
Mm-hmm.
Not like now. could be born in 2023 that they don't even know how to listen and be quiet. And,
yeah.
You know? Perfect example.
Right? Yeah. Daddy. Yeah. Stinky Anthony.
Yeah. So going back, you know, they're arguing about they're each team sucking or whatever. And then she goes into labor or she gets a really big contraction. Yeah. So
he starts panicking.
And then he starts panicking. He's looking for the father.
We need a father in here. Yeah. But it's funny because when they were in the waiting room, when they were, when Ross was panicking, he's like, we're having a baby and she's not here. And when he said that the whatever sack broke or whatever, and he freaked out. He said, oh, we don't have to like hear that.
You're getting ahead.
But it's about
okay,
him.
Okay.
So like Monica's like, what are you going to do when you have a baby? So now he's in that situation where he's panicking again.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
And he's like, what the, like, you know, like, I need anybody. Yeah. Anybody could, like, where's the dad?
Where's the dad? Yeah.
So yeah, she hits him with there's no father.
There's no father. He's an asshole or whatever. Yeah. So then he takes her to the back and says, like,
all the pregnant women are going through here.
It seems like they're all going through here. So then that's he takes her.
I felt like it was like a grocery store, like, you know, like the way that he just kicked the door and then just like walked in.
It seemed like kind of weird that like anybody could just walk through.
Yeah. I mean, now you need to like scan something and do a face rec to let you in through the door.
By the way, the lady's name is Leah Remini.
Remini. I don't know how to say your name.
Yeah.
If you don't know, I definitely don't know.
From Saved by the Bell, the college years, and The King of Queens.
Oh yeah, I forgot about the Saved
by the Bell. Wait, like the regular season? Like the regular show?
No, I think it was the college years.
Saved by the Bell.
There's a spinoff on that? Like a continuous show?
It's a continuation, but they're like in college now.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's a show that I never really, like, I remember of it. Like, watching here and there, but that's a show that I never actually watched.
Daisy used to watch a lot of that, too.
Jeez. Okay, and so then he takes her to the back, and then he helps her go through her labor, and he's there through the whole thing. And then he freaks out when her water broke. Do you remember that?
Yeah, the nurse is there, no?
Yeah.
The nurse is there, and she's like, what is that? And, like, yeah, she explains it to her. But, again, like, this is now he's going back to what he was seeing in the waiting room.
He was
going to
be outside.
Yeah, and that's crazy how he actually stays there with the stranger.
What did Joey say he was going to do? Like, smoke a cigar in the waiting room?
Pass cigars.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like
damn, I wonder if they were able to smoke. Days. Were you able to smoke in there? Maybe, like, in the waiting room?
Maybe in the waiting room.
Years ago, they would be able to.
Yeah. The doctor would probably be there just looking and, push and then.
Yeah.
Yeah, tell the baby, hold this for a second.
When they first got in the room, she was on the phone with the mom. And then she's like, no, I don't want to call him. He's, you know, he's an ass. Then she ends up wanting to talk to Joey. She's like, I'm with Joey.
Before they had the baby.
And Tribbiani. So. I mean, and when she passes him the phone, so you guys are married, so, like, it's like if my mom calls you and needs to talk to Martin and you're just not in the mood or whatever, or vice versa. So, like, it's funny because, like, when she's handing him the phone, he's, like, you know, making, like, no, like, not right now. And I found that funny.
He eventually starts talking to the mom. She's asking him questions, like, are you single or what do you do? And then he's like an actor. And then
she hung up.
She hangs up on him. And then, you know, she finally has her baby. He helps her through the labor. She has a baby. Then he comes with the balloons. And then he sees that she's there with the baby's father.
And he's listening to what she's saying.
He was not disappointed, but like he seemed a little sad a little bit, but also like he kind of smiled that she, you know, that he was there for her. And then they were talking about
the game,
and then he said that the Knicks suck.
They won by 10, and she's
like,
they're all right,
they're okay, or they're all right,
they're not that bad,
they're not that bad, or something like that.
Yeah,
yeah. So like Joey had an impact on her, you know. Then you see Joey, he left the
one balloon,
one of the balloons there, and then he takes the one with the hands and he's walking with it. That was funny.
I want to get one just to, like, you know, walk around
with it. It would be like you guys haven't seen Jersey Shore, but no. And one of the, I think in like one of the earlier seasons, the girl Snooki, she had a penguin one, so she was walking around with one like that too. So that's crazy. How, like, when I saw the episode earlier, I was like, man, how the fuck did they keep it down? But they had, like, weights at the bottom or, like, some plastic, whatever. I wonder if they have balloons like that still. But obviously they do, you know.
I'm sure they do. Time.
Yeah. I haven't seen them, but, I mean.
That's cool.
I'm sure you could probably order them.
Yeah, maybe.
I'll get a dinosaur one.
So that was their storyline. Then we could move on to Monica and Chandler. Monica keeps seeing everybody having babies, babies fever. Passing. She wants a baby. There was a point where they came with two babies.
She's like, I don't even have one.
She's like, how can she have two and I don't even have one? And then Chandler tells her, like, if we're both single when we're 40, then they could have one together. And she gets mad because she's like,
Why wouldn't I be married
or why would I still be single at 40? And he's like, I'm just saying.
And she's like, well, hypothetically, why?
Why would I?
And then he's like, oh, there's a pair of shoes, a knapsack. It's funny how he does use being funny, even as his character, to get out of
situations
like that. I would be like, yeah. All red, sweaty.
Yeah. Like, just... And then another thing, she's on the phone with her mom, and he helped her get out of that conversation because, you know, the mom is difficult or whatever. Her mom was saying if she needs to fly back to see the baby, Ross's baby. And she said, she told her that this might be her only chance. So Monica's like, what do you mean it's your only chance? I'm only 26, you know, like, she still has time. And she's not even thinking about babies yet, even though we know that she has been thinking about babies. That's when a baby passes by. Obviously not the baby by himself, but, you know, you see a baby coming and then she starts kind of crying. And then that's when Chandler
steps in,
takes the phone and it does the whole static thing and hangs up on the mom. So that was that. So Rachel. Rachel. She meets
the doctor.
Yeah.
Which I'm gonna bring up this when she first met the doctor. They were at the hospital room with Carol, and she brings the ice chips or whatever for Carol. And then she sees the doctor, and then she's telling her that she, like, whatever she needs, blah, blah, blah. But then she notices a doctor, so she just goes up to him, introduces herself
the ex-husband's sister's roommate. I'm missing a piece.
She's Rachel Green, Carol's ex-husband's sister's roommate. And then the doctor does it in reverse.
I'm your roommate's brother's ex-wife's some shit.
Something, I don't know about that one. I only wrote the one.
But it's so funny because it's like a tongue twist. Or like, you know, like it falls in that line where it's like confusing.
Yeah.
And
you're like thinking about it. Like,
yeah. And then like but the doctor says it like perfectly. Mm-hmm. Like right after her.
Yeah.
And she even does that too. So it's like, obviously these are scripts that they practice. But it's like, I feel like if I were to practice it on my way here, right? Like, I'd still
I wrote her line and then I put in, he says it in reverse. But because I was like, it seems too much.
Crazy.
I don't know. And if I try to do it right now, like, I can't do it. It's just confusing. So she goes home to change.
Dude, oh yeah. So desperate.
She goes home change because, yeah, she wants to look good.
I like what Chandler asks her, though, because she's like, what's up? Like, is your dad a doctor or something?
She's
She's
like, yeah.
And then he just turns back like, and looks at
Phoebe and Monica. Like, there's something wrong with her.
Yeah, like, it's just, you know, she has a thing.
Yeah.
But obviously, it would be as a doctor, right, and as a guy, you'd see that and you'd be like, okay, she's going. Or like, you know, she's interested.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, by the way, the doctor, his name is Jonathan Silverman. He was on Weekend at Bernie's.
Yo, what the... remember that.
Weekend at Bernie's?
Yeah. And remember this.
Okay.
That's that crazy. Name. What the fuck?
I
like one and two. Weekend at Bernie's.
I don't know if I've seen that movie maybe a few times, but I don't remember. I don't know. He didn't even look familiar to me, actually.
Oh, really?
Mm-mm. I've never seen that movie.
So. Yeah. So, you haven't? Oh.
I heard of it, because I heard of it, but I never...
You need to.
Obviously, she has... I don't know. She wants to marry a doctor because her dad was a doctor.
Or dad issues?
Maybe, yeah.
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 Because you always hear or see that, like, in other, like, situations where, you know, like, they... gravitate towards like somebody that's familiar, like if they have an issue with like the mom or like the dad, they will gravitate towards like finding a partner that does that, whether it's positive or negative.
And so at the end, when they're not at the end, but when they go get coffee and they're drinking the coffee, and then they're asking, I guess, each other,
like, why are they like single?
Yeah. And then he tells her that after seeing
what he does
being that
there all the time,
he doesn't want to. I was like,
and if it wasn't for him asking, like, well, what do you do? And she's like, I'm a waitress, you know. And she's like, okay. He's like, okay, when you come home, like, you know, you don't want, the last thing you might say is like, you, the last thing you want to see is
another cup of coffee. And they're drinking coffee.
When I saw I'm like, okay, so compare, like, thinking about what he does, right? He's delivering, so he doesn't want to see.
So that's why he's single?
It's two different things, dude. Like,
That's weird.
He might be throwing, not catching. Like, or he might be catching, not throwing. Yeah, so he's catching.
That was a weird comment.
I wonder if
from him.
I wonder if obviously that's just a joke and this is just a show.
Yeah.
Right.
But I wonder if like other like doctor, like real doctors, like actually do like, and that does take a toll on them, or like they do see it differently.
Like if they get tired of seeing the same.
No, not that. But like if you like feel weird, like because I remember like for instance, obviously, I accidentally saw when Sophia was born.
Mm-hmm.
And like I was standing up on top, like, you know, by the shoulders.
Oh.
And then I like, it's nothing like on TV, you know, like they don't cover anything.
There's no
blanket over your legs.
You're all exposed.
Yeah. So like it caught me off guard, and not that like it obviously it didn't disgust me, right? And there's nothing wrong with that. So I wonder if like people like, if actual doctors like, oh, like I had a crazy one today, you know, like, oh, not today, honey.
Yeah, right. I don't know, man.
Rachel's face also was like,
yeah, because then she puts down the coffee, like, ugh.
But because of the statement of like, don't you get tired of seeing coffee? And but when he said like, you know, when she understood what he was, you know, saying, her face was just kind of like, you know, and she took off her earring and she's just like,
yeah, she did all that, tried to look good for nothing, because she's not going anywhere with this guy. So that was that. So now our big storyline, which is Ross, Carol, Susan situation.
Right.
So at the beginning of the episode, when they first start, he is so nervous, running back and forth, looking for her because she's late. He's just going crazy. He was just too much. And then when they finally arrive,
they're calm.
They're calm, like nothing. Like, oh, I went to the gift shop to buy a stuffed animal, and then Susan wanted Chunkies. Do they even have those chocolates anymore? I don't know if I've seen them.
I didn't even know that was a real thing.
Oh yeah. Wasn't it like a silver wrap?
Yeah, they showed it.
It looks like a musketeer, a big ass musketeer.
Yeah. So I feel like I've seen that candy before, but I don't know if it's a thing anymore. Like, I've never paid attention.
Or if it was good, I don't know.
Yeah, what kind of chocolate is it? What kind of candy is it?
I thought it was just fake. You know how like they'll come up with their own brands or whatever.
No, I actually searched that up.
Should go buy some after the show.
I want chocolates now.
Chunky. Let me look it up.
You just see a chunky person?
Yeah. Google Chunky's candy.
Hey Siri.
Oh, they Chunkies. Do have them. They have them at Walgreens. It's it's milk chocolate. It's milk chocolate with roasted peanuts and raisins. Oh, it has raisins in there.
You had me at peanuts, but
I was about to
raisins.
Say, I'm like, dude, it does not sound bad until you hit me with the raisins.
Yeah, it has raisins. I like raisins, but I don't know if I would want it in my chocolate.
Raisins should be illegal.
No, they're good. I like raisins.
I used to like them as a kid.
Yeah. So
I never liked them as a kid, and I still don't like them now.
Oh.
Yeah, you don't? I don't. Mm-mm. Yeah, so he's upset. He can't get over the fact that they stopped at
gift shop.
Then they go to the room, and they're still arguing. Carol's getting upset, like, because they're, like, competing with each other.
Yeah.
See, and this is where I understand in the beginning. So Ross got cheated on, right? So his marriage broke up, right? Unexpectedly, you know? So I understand, like, he might feel some type of way towards, you know, Susan.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to jump too ahead. But for instance, you know, with, like, their mothers, right? Like, my kids' moms, if, say, me and his mom broke up this year, right? So if she was pregnant and she was with somebody, I wouldn't, like, try to, like, do the duties of, like, comforting or, like, you know, go get the ice chips. Yeah, it's, you know, that's my baby being born today. But, like, he shouldn't be arguing anymore.
Yeah.
You know, like, even though, yeah, you're upset, maybe still, you know, it does take time. But I think...
Are you saying that...
Like, you're saying that it should be Susan's job to take care of her? I think...
I wouldn't argue... No, I'm not saying that, like... See, this is... It's kind of hard, but... I would say that I'm not gonna, if that's your partner, right? I'm not gonna argue with you on what you want to do.
Like, she should be doing all the work.
Like
you sit back and.
No, I'm there to, like, just be there for the birth of my baby, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Like, that's your girlfriend, that's your boyfriend, or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna sit there and be like, no, I'll rub her leg, or no, she has a cramp, I'll take care of it, or I'm gonna go get.
Yeah.
Now, if you ask me to, like, yeah, I wouldn't mind it, if you don't mind, right? Like, if it should be an option for you, but Francis, they'll be arguing with her. They're indecisive on the name still.
Yeah. That's one thing that I did get upset about.
I didn't get as mad as I did the one last episode. Time. Yeah.
But no, this is why, because. They came into agreement. They chose the name, which was what, Jamie?
Jamie, but that's Susan's first girlfriend.
Okay, fine. So let's say, okay, so they came to an agreement, Jamie, right? Now, Carol and Susan, yes, they are partners, but this is still Ross's kid.
Yeah.
So even if, like, let's say she goes up to, Carol goes up to Susan and says, like, oh, we came up with the name. The name's going to be Jamie. And then she's like, oh, I have a ex-girlfriend. I don't like that name. And then Carol's job should have been to tell Ross, like, you know, this is a situation. You know, let's change the name. Don't sit with now Susan and pick another name.
Yeah.
And not even tell Ross about it.
I do agree with that. They should have kept him in the loop, and it should have been a little bit more open communication for sure. Now, let's also look at it where they both fell in love with that name, but Susan and Carol don't work out. Now, you guys chose another name because of somebody else. I understand that, like, if it becomes a commitment where it's a lifetime thing and, like, everybody's open for compromise, then okay. But if things don't work out, you just accommodated somebody else that has nothing to do with the baby. Now, mm-hmm. but we would expect as a step-parent or whatever, however they end up seeing that person, to love and to take care of that baby, like, if it's one of their own. So,
yeah.
Like, so it's a really hard situation because, you know, there's like, oh, well, you have no say in certain things.
Well, no, and it shouldn't be like that. It shouldn't be like you don't have any say.
But Carol does things as backwards where, like, it's just because they are together, Susan outweighs Ross.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a part later that I can't wait till we get to. Hmm. It had me in, not tears, but my eyes. I was getting ready to cry.
Yeah. Hopefully we'll get to that. Remember, we have to talk about whatever it is that you have in mind. But these two keep arguing. Yeah. And like you said, they want to do stuff for Carol. And I think the reason why he wants to do stuff for Carol is because he's taking care of the mom of his baby. Mm-hmm. Not because he wants to be with her anymore. I don't think that's the case. I think he just wants to be supportive because she's having his baby. That's how I've seen it.
It was
a little bit too much though.
Is it weird? I find it weird though. Like, he kept kissing her, like on her forehead and stuff. They're not together.
I mean,
I don't know. I find it a little weird.
That's something that I wouldn't do. Right. Like, again, like now I try to put myself in a situation where, like, if it was, you know, me, if that was my situation, I'm Ross. I don't want to seem like, oh, well, you're just going to let the other one do whatever. Like, and you're just going to sit, like you said, you're just going to sit there. I find that unnecessary. Yeah. Be comforting, you know, like, yeah. Like, you know, but if you ask me like, hey, I need another pillow. Yeah, I will go get,
and get see, the pillow, see if I could but go not find go one. Over.
But like, rub, like, see, I don't see myself like, I'll rub your feet, you yeah, know, yeah, like, yeah. But I could also go the other way where it's like, you know, you would want her to feel, make it as, because giving birth, I could only assume. Birth,
yeah.
I could only assume
you're giving
how
birth
painful
to,
that shit is.
To your kid. Like, yeah. I think that's how I seen it. Yeah, maybe the whole kissing, the forehead. You're just being friend. I guess friend. I don't know. Yeah, that shouldn't.
Like, my job is done here. What do you just have my
yeah,
job.
And like, I'm here. Like, I would, but see, like,
I'm how, here as support, I'm, but not. To.
And I'm really here just for my baby. My son is going to be born today, so I'm here just for that. You guys do your guys' thing. Mm-hmm. I'm here just because this is my baby. This mm-hmm. is my son.
Right.
Yeah. Now, if I, like, again, if it was something like, hey, do you think you could bring a doctor because I'm having whatever pain? Yeah, I'm going to go do that.
Yeah.
But, like, now, like, you know, yeah. Kiss my forehead. It makes me feel better. Hey, Susan, come over here and kiss my forehead.
yeah. What was the name that Carol and...
Jordy.
Oh, Jordy.
Okay. It was Jordy.
Yeah, that was
it's a weird name. So, yeah, they go keep going back and forth, arguing and arguing and arguing. Yeah. So after a while, Carol's tired and she kicks both of them out.
And yeah,
so then
definitely
they have,
deserved.
Yeah, she's in labor. Like,
she's already, like, how annoyed don't you already feel? Right? Like, I could only assume
you're in
like,
so much pain, and
so
then
you're, and you have unnecessary stupid ass shit going on that, you know, like, I she blew up.
Yeah.
And it was definitely well deserved.
Yeah. Yeah. They were kicked out. So
he grabs his tie when he's going, he throws it back, and then he opens the door, lets Susan out, and
this is so stupid. And then she tells, get out. He leaves, and then they go outside and they continue arguing and yelling
hallway.
In the hallway.
God, I know.
Then Phoebe passes by.
I like what she said.
Yeah.
The first thing that the baby should not, like, you know, coming into this world should not be used to arguing. So they all lock, they get in, and she pushes them in into the closet, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Closes the door, and like, it's crazy because she's like, I don't like my voice like this, you know? Yeah. Like, and she's screaming at him, and you don't, like, so far as her character, she's the she seems like the peaceful one,
yeah,
just
always,
you know,
happy and
yeah, yeah. So like, and she's serious, so mm-hmm. when she says it, like, damn, like, for real, you yeah. you know, and I don't like my voice like this, like, I'm pretty sure she doesn't,
yeah, I didn't know she can be like that,
yeah. And then she turns around, tries to open the door,
like,
and then she's like, you guys want to hear something ironic? But they definitely did need to be locked in that,
yeah,
in that closet. Say what the hell they had to say.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And when Ross opened up his mouth and said, after today, you guys are going to go home with the baby. And I'm not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That, dude, that made me fucking tear up.
Yeah.
Because it's true.
It hurt.
Yeah.
It hurt. It hit home.
Yeah. So what he said,
it was valid.
Yeah, it was very valid. And then it just tells you why he's been acting the way he's been acting.
Towards her.
Yeah.
But I mean,
towards
also
her, and then her too. Like, he's
and she's vulnerable right there. And that's when
he's a baby's father.
And honestly, when she said what she said also, that, like, you know, she's just, you know, there's Mother's Day, Father's Day, there's no a lesbian lover day, and he's like, every day is lesbian.
Yeah.
That, like, I love that part because it was funny as fuck. And like, mm-hmm. I'm telling you, I was already in like legitimate tears.
Yeah, and it kind of broke it.
So it I'm over here with my eyes wet, like almost crying, and then he hits me with that, and then I just start laughing.
He started laughing.
I'm like, what the fuck, dude? Like, I'm over here, that's like funny. In my moment, yeah, thinking of all
yeah,
these things.
Yeah,
but
I think that's the whole point of these shows.
They don't want you,
they
like,
want
okay,
you
let's
to
not
be
make them too
depressed
too
or sad.
But you also see her really vulnerable. Mm-hmm. And honestly, this is the first time that I actually did find her attractive. Mm-hmm. I was like, damn.
Yeah, it made me not dislike her, because I kind of do dislike her a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was a sweet moment. They both got to say what they were feeling, and Phoebe helped with that too.
Oh, and Phoebe too. She said
because they realized that it's not such a horrible situation.
It could be worse.
And this baby is gonna have three parents, something that she did not have. And when her story was sad.
Oh, when she shared that, she's like, because what did she say? She's like, this is amazing or whatever. And they just finished like arguing or saying what they had to say. And she explains that, you know, like her dad had just left her. Her mom had just committed suicide. And her stepdad was in prison.
Yeah.
So like she didn't have.
She's like she barely had enough pieces
to make one parent.
To make one whole one, and here's this little baby who is not even born yet and has three whole parents that care about it so much that they're fighting over who gets to love it most. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that was amazing.
And she stopped him by saying like, "Oh, this is so great," and they're just like, "What?"
And
what
then the fuck? She's like, "I'm sorry. You were fighting."
See, like, and like you said, like they're doing that so that way, like it takes away from the seriousness of, yeah, these are serious situations, and like it's not funny, because obviously people are going through similar situations. But then like it is awesome that they do, like they're hitting you back to back with like jokes that like take away from something so serious that you don't want your audience to just now just sit there crying the whole episode. You know, like, yeah. Or turn it, you know, like obviously you want to stay focused and or drawn into whatever situation. Yeah. So I was glad that the jokes were there. This was probably my favorite scene of the whole show.
Yeah.
It was the best scene.
That was my favorite part. Yeah. My favorite part.
When he's trying to break out of the door, he's like, stand back, and then he puts his foot in the fucking mop.
The mop bucket, and he falls back. Yeah, and so then they're trying to get out. They make Phoebe go up there, but she puts on a janitor's suit thing, and it has the name Ben on there. So then she's calling herself Ben.
Like, look, I'm Ben.
And then they call her Ben. Ross calls her Ben. Like, okay, Ben, I'm going to take, you know. And so she goes up the vent.
Yeah. Susan's like, what do you see?
She's like, what do you see? And she's like,
a dark vent?
It looks like a dark vent. And then she's like, wait, hold on. Yeah, it's a dark vent. That was hilarious. So then... she's up there with her legs hanging, and then a janitor opens the door. Oh, yeah. They leave her hanging, and then the janitor's like, "You forgot your legs."
They're just dangling there. That's funny.
Yeah, that was funny. That was such a funny scene. It was a funny scene and emotional and.
Definitely the best part. It had everything.
It was really, really good. And then another thing about Phoebe with her music.
Oh yeah. Jeez, dude. Ross is like, I'll pay you to stop.
Agreed.
Her music at the beginning of the... And then she starts singing Tulo in the closet. She had her guitar.
Mm-hmm. In the closet.
In the closet, not the vent.
Yeah.
Did I say vent?
I think you did, because I was like... Okay. I don't remember her singing.
No. So she had her guitar in there, and she's singing while they're trying to get out. You know, Ross is trying to open the door, and she starts singing. She says that they found
their bodies the
next day.
They just look back at her and like, dude, we could be stuck in here for a while.
But the next day, you're going to die. Yeah, you're going to die in 24 hours. Her.
She's vegan.
Yeah, that was... That was funny. She's always so funny. I don't know. I love Phoebe. I think she's my favorite. They leave her there. They run back, and Carol's already ready to have this baby.
And it's a full house. Everybody's in there.
Yeah. They're in the way of the doctor and the nurse trying to do their job. She keeps yelling like, "Where are they? Where are they? They should, you know, they should be there, because they should be there." Mm-hmm. So they finally run in.
We're here.
And then they kick everybody else out.
Anybody that's not an ex-husband or a lesbian lover has to go. And then Chandler's, do you have to be Carol's Oh, lesbian lover?
Yeah. That's funny.
Dude, it's like, oh man, the way that these jokes come and the way that they're executed,
yeah,
it's just like you can't picture them not being there, you know?
Yeah.
Or like, from a situation, again, a situation that's so like serious or whatever, because you don't know what's going to happen next or what, you know, obviously coming from that. They throw a good punchline in there. That was awesome. I was fucking dying. And I'm telling you, so I was almost, you know, like in tears, Ross and then whatever. And then again, just more funny
stuff.
So now you're gravitating away from
the sadness.
What just
now it's going to be something. Yeah. It's. So she finally has the baby. Right.
But Ross also like, throws himself in between.
How close do you want to get?
For me, I'm telling you, I was caught off so like off guard that like Anthony, he looked like a like, you know, obviously they come from their heads are cone, right? So that piece is right there. I remember Anthony was born with like a little bit of hair, so like it looked like I was like so confused. I was like, you know, and all you see is Sophia, that looked like a little puppy. Like, it just, I'm like, yo, what the hell? Because you don't know what's coming out first.
Yeah.
So, like, or at least I didn't. You see it, and I'm like, dude, it looks like a little puppy, and I'm caught off guard. Now, I can't imagine myself, like, putting myself or my head in between, you know, like, the baby coming out and the doctor. And the doctor's like, hello.
Hello. Like, and he got really close to
it. He was in there.
He was in there.
Yeah, he was in there. Yeah. Yeah, so that's pretty much... All right, like
the way that they came up with
the name, yes, of course. How can I forget? Yeah. Yes, so then they say,
How about Ben?
Mm-hmm. And
everybody like agreed,
yeah, they finally nice agreed moment. On a name. And then Susan said that that's what they were out there doing, they were trying to figure out the name, and you know, they got it from Phoebe because of. The name and
janitor Ben.
Yeah. Also, I felt like, not that they said it, but because what Phoebe made them realize, you know, like I feel like it was like almost like a tribute to Phoebe, even though, you know, because she was Ben.
Yeah. I think I could, you know, side with that, because if it wasn't for Phoebe pushing them in there, accidentally locking them in there, and then like letting them hash out what they actually been dying to say to each other. And then Phoebe also putting her input on, you know, like making them see the bigger picture.
Yeah.
That like everything was just it. What else could you have done? You know, like, so it was like, and it made it easier that it wasn't specifically Susan that chose it. It wasn't specifically that Ross that chose it. It was just like, you know, they got helped from, you know, realizing something that they wouldn't have realized if it wasn't for Phoebe.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so I thought that was sweet.
Yeah.
That was sweet. Nice, and everybody nice agreed. Carol liked it. Liked the name. Everybody was happy. It was great. I really liked this episode, but there is a few things that Carol's voice is annoying, so that's a negative. And Chandler, I love Chandler. He's always funny, but at the beginning of the episode, his jokes were not funny.
Why?
His jokes were funny towards the end, but at the very beginning, they were not.
Wait, hold on.
Opening scene when Ross was going back and forth, he said some things that I guess were supposed to be funny, but to me, they were not.
Show me the proof.
Let me see if I find.
Because these are fighting words right now.
Did you laugh in the beginning?
I can't even fucking remember the beginning.
What are you going to do when you have a baby?
I'm going to be in the waiting room handing out cigars.
Is this a celebration?
Ross made arrangements to have his baby in a movie from the 50s.
I didn't think that was funny.
But there's more.
We stopped at the gift shop.
To get what?
I was looking at stuffed animals and Susan wanted a chunky.
Oh, Susan wanted a chunky. Now have a baby, okay? A baby. You don't stop for chunkies.
I used to have that bumper stick.
I used to have the bumper sticker?
Does that mean, like, don't stop for fat people?
Or? Yeah, I'm assuming. So, He's like, this, we're having a baby. There's no time to stop for chunkies. Hey, I used to have that bumper sticker. You're not stopping for chunkies.
Okay, yeah. I didn't get it.
I'll give you like, like we've always planned to have a baby at the theater in the 50s. Okay, maybe that after the cigar thing. But that last one was funny.
I didn't get it. I didn't think it was funny.
See, but so I mean, put now, some respect on
now,
his name.
But now I get, I mean, I guess how you said it, yeah, it could be funny. But yeah, I didn't think it was funny. But I mean, that's just my opinion. I didn't get it. But that's just me not getting the joke,
or
I guess.
Maybe, or, but then also maybe I'm like really biased because he is my favorite character. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. But he is one of eight actor that I've seen, you know, in other movies that I do find him funny. So
yeah.
Maybe I'm just.
Yeah, no, I mean, he's funny and I love him too. I mean, I really like his character. Usually any other episode, I always think he's hilarious. Yeah. And he's always one of my favorite.
Yeah.
Just like Phoebe. Those two are my favorites. Okay. So, but overall, I love the episode.
Yeah,
I really
did. This one was actually, I know it took us long, it took you guys long to, you know, with, you know, obviously things got busy.
Mm-hmm.
And a big debate was on allowing me to come back and do this one because I think I did the previous one. And I already did one with, like, you know, Carol, Susan, and Ross.
Mm-hmm.
But even when I was watching it earlier, I was kind of glad that, you know, I was doing this one. Because of the one that I did have, I was, you know, it was really heated. Mm-hmm. Or it pissed me off, like, a lot. And this was one that I was able to sit there and watch and
not get too
actually, mad. Yeah, and actually enjoy it.
Yeah.
You know, it didn't make me remotely angry. It made me sad, but
yeah.
It was just a small little part. But this one was really good.
Yeah, I was actually upset with the whole baby name. That got me mad.
Yeah.
The whole, like, not involving Ross got me upset. But whatever. It worked out at the end.
But the name sucked.
They came with the name.
Jamie?
Jordy. Like, what the hell?
Yeah. All right. And so this episode was rated at 8.6.
8.6.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty high.
I'll give it to it.
Yeah. It's pretty high compared to...
One more thing I want to add, and I know it's probably too late already, but like when they had the baby, remember when Phoebe's like still in the vents? She's like, oh, congratulations, yeah. Yeah. Guys.
And they look over like, thanks, Phoebe. But also, going back to that too, when they bring in the friends, Monica wants to hold a baby, and then she's like, I will always have gum.
That wasn't funny.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't funny. I don't understand. Like, why the fuck would a baby? Why would a baby want gum?
Yeah, I didn't think that was funny.
Yeah.
Do babies like gum? I don't know. I didn't get that one.
Yeah. So at the very end, they're all looking at the baby.
Oh yeah.
Making faces at the baby. And that's pretty much how it ends.
I didn't even watch that.
That was like a lot of minutes for them to be staring.
At the baby.
Well, it's at the baby, but they're staring at us. I'm looking at the TV.
And we're staring at them.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a very long time. So we're going to do those trivia questions. And, of course, you guys already, like, you already answered a few.
Totally forgot about trivia.
So let's do that. These are super, 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 super easy. So our first question is, what does Phoebe bring to the hospital anticipating a long stay?
A guitar.
See, told you it was easy.
Guitar.
What did Susan want to buy from the gift shop?
Chunkies. A bumper sticker.
Thank you. What is Susan's ex-girlfriend's name?
Jamie.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's the name that they changed. Who gave money to Phoebe to stop singing?
Ross.
And who won the basketball game?
Knicks. Knicks by 10.
What were you going to say?
Nothing.
What were you going to say?
Celtics. I was going to say Celtics.
Okay, so.
My bad.
I mentioned the podcast to somebody. They asked me, like, what shows do I watch or whatever, or what was I watching? And then I said, I'm watching Friends, because I got HBO Max again.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sitting, it was already late, and I'm like, man, I want to watch something. So I put Friends back on. And she asked me, and she's like, you know, I wouldn't have thought that you'd like Friends. I'm like, yeah. And I told her that you have a podcast and that you'll bring us on here from time to time. And so she was like, man, you know what? I want to check it out too.
Mm-hmm.
And then another one, her birthday just passed, and she had a Friends themed party.
Oh.
It was pretty cool. Dope. And I showed her the book, and I told her, I'm like, she had asked me, she's like, are they real recipes? I'm like, from what it seems like, because I haven't really read the book, it's like different things, like that they make throughout the show.
The show, yeah. Okay.
I'm like, we should get together and try to do it, even if it's terrible. It's like just to say that we did it.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. Okay. So now we're gonna do the who said the line.
Okay.
Because remember I edit that. So the line is, yes, Joey's made arrangements to have his baby in a movie from the 50s.
Chandler.
I want a baby.
Monica.
Yeah, that one was easy.
Don't make me do this again. I don't like my voice like this.
Phoebe.
Oh, yeah.
Let me ask you, do you have to be Carol's lesbian life partner?
Chandler.
Kind of like my Uncle Ed covered Ross. In Jell-O.
Oh, yeah, Ross. Yeah.
She's like, oh, like, is that a good image? Like, what does Uncle Ed look like?
I guess a baby in the Jell-O.
Susan, he looks just like you.
Phoebe.
Oh, yeah, Phoebe. Now, that was funny. We didn't mention that. That was stupid.
Yeah, I forgot about that one.
Like,
yeah.
What?
Yeah, so funny. All right, well, thank you so much. This was, I'm going to say it again. It was a great episode. I liked it.
Yeah.
And we're almost done with this season one.
Yeah.
Finally. Took a long time. So next time will be our last for season one.
Yeah.
This concludes episode 23 of Let's Talk Friends. Our next episode is season one, episode 24, called The One Where Rachel Finds Out.
And we're not going to say when it's going to come out because this is the only podcast to take months, not weeks or days to come out with a new one.
See you guys next year.
Honestly.
Thank you for listening. Please remember to follow and rate our podcast. If you have any questions or suggestions, please send us an email at letstalkfriends24@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Instagram at @let_talk_friends24. Thank you, Junior.
Thank you, Junior.
No.
For being here. The baby finally fell asleep.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you guys haven't heard him, but he knocked out finally.
So thank you to our listeners, and bye, everybody.
Bye, guys.
See you.